Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Cherie and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do we watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment and fear? I guess my answer to that would be sometimes not very well. That being said, this question is part of step 10, and it does basically say in our text that we are continuing to watch for these things. We're continuing to watch for them because we first started looking at those things, the selfishness, the dishonesty, resentment and fear, when we did our step 4. You know, it was very clearly shown to us what happens when I have myself manifested in various ways, how that can show up. And I was encouraged in step 4 to have a look at that stuff, put it onto paper, share it with someone else. When we're in step 10, people often call this one of the maintenance steps. For myself, it's, you know, not just a maintenance that I have to do as part of a discipline that God is teaching me to do through practice, really, is why I'm doing it. But my function, as it says, is that I should be growing in understanding and effectiveness. So I'm not just maintaining my spiritual condition, I also need to be growing and learning and getting more effective so that I'm better able to work with others, and also so that I can stay awake to what's going on with myself. I can fall asleep very, very easily if I'm not consistently looking for these things. And, you know, I do in my prayer and meditation in the morning ask God to help me, my higher power, to help me to look for these things, to watch throughout the day. And, you know, when I first started doing that, it was difficult to do. It was something that I wasn't really sure if I was doing it correctly. But what I got to notice and what I got to see and feel is that when I would have a disturbance, when I would have that sort of sick feeling going on in my gut where something just doesn't seem right, that's often a time when I have been one of those things, you know, selfish, dishonest, resentful or fearful. You know, our book does tell us when it does crop up that I do ask God at once to remove them and discuss it with someone immediately. So it's a continuation really of what we did in step 4 by sharing that with God and another human being, because as in when I did my step 5, it's not always easy for me to see what it is that is disturbing me in that, or to see where I have maybe created some harm that then I need to make amends promptly for, as we are told to do. So I want to be at a point where, yes, I'm useful to help other people. Yes, I'm disciplined where I can stay awake and grow, where I get to practice these spiritual principles of vigilance and the perseverance of just doing it day by day and getting better, I guess, is what it's all about for me, so that I do a little bit better today than maybe I did yesterday. It doesn't mean I'm floating above myself looking down and seeing what's going on, but I do get to feel and see how it is that I'm showing up in life, you know, and what sort of things are disturbing me, what sort of things I'm doing to disturb other people. So for myself, I do need to continue to ask for God's help with that. I do continue to share that with a step 10 buddy, someone else that is working the program. And that for me is going to keep me in that time where that sanity has returned, where I am in that recovered state, where I'm no longer in danger of turning to a drink when I'm that disturbed.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.